We hear again from the text of Deuteronomy 8. And the Lord humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. It may seem like hard times to give thanks. Can we give thanks to God even in the midst of a mess of a pandemic? We hear of doctors and nurses working under great pressure, of ICU beds in some cities reaching limits and even overflowing. Are we able to give thanks? We can start with saying that we give thanks that we are people of the first article of the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. That is to recognize that we're creatures. He's the creator. So first we give thanks as creatures, thanking him who gives us every gift of creation. He made us, along with all other creatures, but he put his name on us. We're in his image. He gives us our body and soul, eyes, ears, and all our members, as the Catechism says, our reason and our senses, and still takes care of them. He gives us all the things of creation, we know that, including our clothing and shoes, house and home, wife and children, land, home, farm, business, and all else we can list of these things of the world our Lord has created and daily sustains for us. Moses spoke to the Israelites, and there we see some of the gifts of creation the Lord provides to his people. Deuteronomy 8:7, the Lord God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing from the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread with no scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land in whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. So we give thanks that all things of this creation, of our bodies and life, our food and drink, our home, property, wealth, are gifts generously given us by God our Father. And in this thanksgiving, we pray to our God, our Creator, for blessing us. And we pray then for his blessing upon those who are suffering and those who serve us, especially now in our health and medical care. And we pray for the families suffering from any want of food or employment or safety. The reason we're able to be people giving thanks to our Father, our Creator, for all these gifts of the first article is because we have been, of course, ransomed by his Son. That's the second article of the Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. God the Son has purchased us from all sins, from death, from the power of the devil. And as we say in the Catechism, he has purchased us not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death for us to be his own and to live under him in his kingdom. So especially in this time of pandemic, we might say, this time of uncertainty, some of the effects of our sin are painfully clear as we see the sickness and fear and death that original sin brought upon all creation. In this time of pandemic, then, we can give thanks in knowing that all things of Jesus, all the things he accomplished at the cross and the victory he won at the resurrection, all these gifts of life are freely and abundantly given us by the Son. Moses, in bringing the Israelites to the promised land, reminded them of the gift of the word After talking to them about bread and water and all that they need, it was then about the word, Deuteronomy 8:3. The Lord gives you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The word, John tells us, is God the Son, who redeemed the world, including, of course, you and me, our families. And now the gifts of the word are brought to us by the Holy Spirit. So we give thanks that we are the people of the third article of the Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Holy Spirit is given to us as our advocate, our comforter, our encourager. He brings to us constantly the word of Christ Jesus crucified. By this gospel, he gathers and continues gathering us into the church. In the church, he's constantly forgiving sins by the cleansing of baptism, by having the cross proclaimed, and by the distribution of the body and blood of Christ to all his people. So we give thanks that we are the people of the third article, always being given the word of life by the Holy Spirit, and who then bestows upon us the gifts of our Lord Jesus and brings us to the faith that lets us acknowledge that in Jesus we may now know God the Father as the maker of heaven and earth and the giver of every good gift. So we give thanks to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to this name in which we were baptized. We are gathered each week to receive the holy gifts. To this name we commend ourselves, our bodies and soul and all things. And all things includes our neighbor, especially those fearful or suffering at this time. We commend ourselves, our body and soul and all things, giving thanks to our Lord for all his gifts. In the name of Jesus, amen.